more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we got a preview of India Fest Milwaukee, the city's latest addition to a broad lineup of ethnic festivals. For an increasing number of people in this country, Indian food plays a key role in their diet. But at the same time, the number of people in this country who avoid gluten in their diet is growing as well. It's an issue on the radar of Milwaukee chef and author Alamelu Vaivaran. She's written several cookbooks and is host of the local PBS production Healthful Indian Flavors with Alamelu. She's an advocate of healthful eating and of Indian cuisine. Her latest book, co-authored with dietitian Margaret Pfeiffer, is Indian-Inspired Gluten-Free Cooking. Vaivaran tells Lake Effect's Dan Harmon why she chose to combine Indian influences with gluten-free offerings.
I was doing quite a lot of presentations in the public, in the university outreach program, hospital outreach programs, libraries, farmers market. And whenever I finish cooking the vegetables or rice dishes, people will often come to me and say, Alamelu, is this gluten-free? Is this gluten-free? And there was an enormous interest on gluten-free. And being a healthcare professional myself, I worked with a lot of registered dietitians. So I went and talked to them and they said, yes, the Indian food naturally lends itself to gluten-free, especially South Indian cooking. We don't use wheat that much. Wheat is a staple food in Northern India. Rice is a staple food in Southern India. And another unique thing about South Indian cooking is we use variety of vegetables in everyday meal. And so they said, Alamelu, the vegetable, rice dish, and the lean proteins will lend itself to gluten-free diet. So I decided that that's what I want to do. I want to help all these people enjoy good, flavorful food. So let's work on it. That's what I did.
Okay. Well, just paging through the cookbook, it's not hard to notice that it isn't just Indian. I mean, as the title says, it's Indian inspired.
Yes.
But there's a lot of items in there that you wouldn't typically think would lend themselves well to even Indian inspired food. Like we were talking before about Brussels sprouts.
Right.
And polenta.
Yes. Brussels sprouts, as I, you know, when I was growing up in India, I have tasted Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and all of these things. Those are our unique vegetables that you get it only in the high-end market in India. And I was exposed to those kind of vegetables when I was growing up. So Brussels sprouts, broccoli were all not new to me. And I saw how they prepared the dishes instead of just steaming and boiling and putting some butter. The cooks in my parents' home, how deliciously they prepared these cruciferous vegetables, you know, like cabbage, Brussels sprouts, kale, cauliflower into a very aromatic, flavorful dish. So I was very familiar with those unusual vegetables. So I thought I will include them in this book. And of course, salmon, quinoa, polenta are all wholesome, healthy foods that we get here. We wanted to broaden the scope. So we thought it will be innovative to add Indian flavor to these good, healthy foods. So we decided to add some spice to make it more appealing and flavorful. That's why we called it Indian inspired.
Well, and that seems to be a complaint. I mean, I know people who are celiac,
yeah,
and are gluten-free. And one complaint is, well, the commercially available products that you get off the shelves are just really bland and,
yes,
boring. So was that something you wanted to get across, is that you don't,
yes,
have to,
exactly,
go there?
Yes, exactly. I also, besides working on these cookbooks, you know, I was very fortunate to connect with the professor at MD Anderson Cancer Care Center in Houston, Texas. His name is Dr. Bharat Agarwal, and he has published a book called Healing Spices. And spices have intrinsic health benefits. And I want to inform and educate the public that we can reduce the salt and the fat by enhancing the food with spices, and it adds so much flavor to it, cutting down on salt and heavy cream and all those things. So, yes, spices have intrinsic health benefits. And when you cook all these salmon, quinoa, polenta, vegetables with spices and lentils, it is, you can have anyone love the vegetables and make vegetable haters to vegetable lovers.
Although that's not necessarily the focus of the book, because there are fish.
Yeah, there are fish,
right?
Of course. I do have lean proteins like chicken, fish, shrimp, ground turkey, and a lamb is very commonly cooked in non-vegetarian home in India. So I decided to add the lambs too.
Well, were there any difficult moments or difficult or surprises as to trying to make something gluten-free? I mean, are there items that you just were at your wit's end trying to find out how you make something gluten-free?
I have published 4 cookbooks before this. And on all those cookbooks, I have taken the ready-made spice mixes that's available in the Indian grocery store, and I have prepared all the dishes, like sambar powder, it's called rasam powder, chutney powder. Those are all mixes of specific spices that is roasted and ground and packaged, and it's readily available. That's what I was using. But when I started working on the gluten-free cookbook, my co-author, Margaret Pfeiffer, who's a registered dietitian, she went through those packages very carefully, and she said, Alamelu, we can't use any of these products because it has some wheat in it. And she looked at it and she said, these are all we can't use. So I said, okay, I'm going to think about how I can make authentic dishes with locally available ingredients. So I went to the mainstream grocery store, Dan, and just bought the cayenne, ground cumin. And of course, now the main grocery stores have a big spice aisle. So it's no difficulty finding those. But I brought them home, and instead of using those ground mix that was available from India, I started using these spices, making the authentic dishes. I was kind of nervous to see how it's going to turn out, but believe it or not, it was very good. My husband said, this is really neat. You can get it from the locally available ingredients and make authentic dishes. So that was a challenge for me, to let go of those spice powders that I used to, and then go experiment myself with new spices and try to make the authentic dishes. Otherwise, it wasn't that difficult. And having Margaret with me was wonderful, putting this cookbook together.
Well, I know India, Indian cuisine, of course, which is a huge world, is a mix of a lot of different influences from various points in history, just like American food is the same way. Yeah. Have you run afoul of any purists who say, well, this is really not Indian, this is
too
hybrid?
The books that I previously published focused mainly on South Indian cuisine. So I'm knowledgeable about what the dishes should look like and what it was like. And so I prepared those dishes, and I had never had anybody say, even if you go look on the book reviews on major internet, Amazon or whatever, they say, this is truly stick to the authentic flavors. I did not have any trouble about that, but right now this book is out, and I know some people have already used and have sent me emails saying it's very easy, there are only very few steps in each recipe, and I don't even have to make a trip to the Indian grocery store. One can, because it's interesting to go to the Indian grocery stores to explore all kinds of spices. But in America, everyone is so busy. They want something quick and easy to prepare. And so that's what we did. Get the locally available ingredients from the local grocery stores and try to put the dishes together.
And I know people who attempt Indian cuisine at home. Seems like the biggest fear I hear people mention is spices. They're afraid of the spices.
Right.
This one looks pretty straightforward.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I'm educating the Americans on, you know, in my television and in my presentation. I say spices have intrinsic health benefits. They aid in digestion. There is so many, like turmeric. Okay. Turmeric is antioxidant, anti-cancerous, and the research studies shows that the use of turmeric on a daily basis also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's disease. And so in my presentation, it's not just cooking. I do a very good lecture presentation on spices and orient the public about the individual spices and their health benefits. And then I do the cooking program. And spices are not hot by themselves. The hotness really comes from green chilies and peppers. So if you reduce the green chilies and red peppers, the spices are really enhancement. They really enhances the flavor of the dish instead of bland and boring. You cook with the spices and you will see the kids coming running to the kitchen saying, "What are you cooking? Can I taste this?" And I have experienced this so many times in schools.
Do you have a couple of recipes you thought were the most fun?
I remember going to the middle school in Whitefish Bay and also Jewish Day School. They asked me to come for a cooking presentation, and I did vegetable rice pilaf. It has lima beans, green bell peppers, onions, tomatoes, and I have cashews and red onions, and decided to make this dish for the children. When they tasted this dish and also another dish called green beans with lentils and coconut, otherwise known as Green Bay Packers Poriel because of the color, green and yellow. The kids, they were so interested in wanting to come and cut the vegetables with me, cook with me, and taste it. And when they are done tasting it, these are all 11-year-olds coming to me and asking me, "Alamelu, where can we get your book? And when I have a birthday, can you come and do a cooking class for us at my home? And can you come and change the cafeteria food?" So the kids were really excited. So I could cook this for anyone, including children. And I know for sure they would love it.
Well, Alamelu Vairavan, thank you for coming on Lake Effect.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Milwaukee chef Alamelu Vairavan is co-author of Indian-Inspired Gluten-Free Cooking, written with registered dietitian Margaret Pfeiffer. She's also host of the public television series Healthful Indian Flavors with Alamelu, and she talked with Dan Harmon. Lake Effect goes way out to the far reaches of the solar system and considers the moons of Pluto with our astronomy contributor when we return on Milwaukee Public Radio.